On Breakfast with Huff, it's the Big Yarn.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The Brisbane Lions weren't backing down. They sent Charlie Cameron's dangerous tackle charge to the tribunal. And despite, I think, most people not having a great deal of optimism around their chances, they got him off. Incredibly, they got him off last night, and this is why. Because the tribunal found exceptional and compelling circumstances existed to reduce the ban for Cameron's tackle on Melbourne's Jake Lever. Now, Charlie Cameron had never been suspended during his 10-year, 207 AFL game career, a rarity for players with that level of experience, Brisbane argued. And they even drew on character references from Eddie Betts. Quite incredible. Character references playing a big part in why they were able to get Charlie Cameron off at the tribunal last night. I'd love to know what you think. 1300 652 927 to give us a call. 0416 90 50 52. We're running a poll on this as well on RSN's Twitter page at the moment. Do you think that character references should be able to influence the outcome of tribunal hearings? We've got a couple of callers on the line. Tony in Geelong wants to have a chat about it. Morning, Tony.
Before I get on to Charlie, you know, talking about Toby Green before, you can't have it both ways. Everyone in the media wins when the players give them nothing. And then when they give you something, you go, I can't believe you said that.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Tony. I love the honesty. I'm firmly in that camp. I agree. I want to hear our players be open and honest. I think there's some complexities around concussion, and if he was to, say, retire from the game, as unlikely as that is, if he was to retire from the game down the track due to concussion, he might find himself in a tricky spot because of what he's had to say. But I won't be throwing rocks at him for being honest. I love that, and I feel like he was being a little bit more open around what had happened in the past, and he also went on to say that these days they are far more aware of it. So,
Charlie.
Yes.
Right. Now, they didn't downgrade the charge. So had they have downgraded the charge to low and he gets a fine, well, I'm happy with that.
Yep.
The fact that players have been suspended because of the potential to cause injury, well, that was blatantly obvious. There was a potential there to cause injury. And I want you to, like, they were going about the difference in the weight. If you had a 44-gallon drum full of water and you tip it to a certain point, it's very easy to tip it over. Mm. So once Lever loses his balance, it's pretty easy to pull him down. So the weight thing's got nothing to do with it. The tackle, he had one arm pinned, the arm that he would have put out to brace his fall. I think the AFL should appeal it because they didn't downgrade the charge. The charge stood. And he's got off on, well, I don't understand how you can have character references at a tribunal for a tackle. Like, he didn't belt him. So it's just, I think they should appeal it.
So these are the quotes from tribunal chairman Jeff Gleeson. He said the references were not irrelevant when considering handing Cameron's first suspension, particularly where no injury was suffered and was neither intentional nor grossly negligent. Exceptional and compelling means what it says. It will be a rare case when all of the circumstances combine to result in an exercise of discretion to downgrade a sanction. This is such a case. Accordingly, we determine that the appropriate sanction is the fine that would be imposed on Cameron if this was graded as low impact. Gleeson said Cameron's sanction was reduced because it was on the lower range of careless conduct. So they thought it was on the lower range. I must admit, I've seen a number of dangerous tackles. Sometimes they get off, sometimes they don't. And having watched that, I'm really surprised that he got off because I thought that was comfortably amongst some of the similar incidents which have seen players suspended in the past. And the fact that I think players and representatives are even allowed to use character references, I find extraordinary. Like, personally, I don't think it should come under any sort of consideration, so they shouldn't be allowed to do them at all. So, like every tribunal case now moving forward, the club should be thinking around, how can we get this guy off on the good bloke tax? Like, if he's a good fella and he hasn't been suspended in 150 games, can we just call in his best mate to have something to say? Like, I think it opens a real can of worms.
Yep, I agree.
Yep. Are you confident with your Cats this weekend, Tony?
Yeah, I think we're going all right. We're just, the next 4 weeks is going to be tell us where we're at. I think we've got Carlton, Melbourne, GWS, and Brisbane. So I think we'll find out in the next 4 weeks where Geelong are at.
Yeah, I think it's a good shout. It's going to be a very, very tough month for the Cats. But they're in a great spot, 5-0 to start the season. The Traralgon Tiger says, good on you, Tony. Thanks for your call. The Tiger says Bashir Hooley was a good bloke, and the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull told the tribunal so in 2017. Bad luck, Bashir. It was still 4 weeks. Yeah, that's right. The AFL did appeal that one, and it ended up being restored as a 4-week suspension. My personal view is I don't think they should be allowed to even have character references at all. Whether they're or not they're considered shouldn't even come into it. Just don't have them, because it should be assessed on the incident itself, and that's where the precedent should be set. Not around whether or not they are a good bloke. Let's have a listen to what Charlie Cameron's teammate Josh Dunkley had to say about the incident when he spoke to the press yesterday.
You know, it's hard these days with, you know, free kicks and whatnot being paid, and, you know, I feel like may not be in this instance, but other instances where, you know, players are really trying to manipulate that and get free kicks, which is hard when you're looking at, you know, instances like this, because sometimes they can assist the tackle, you know, the action's there. So those little things all come into it, but yeah, hopefully we get him off and get him out there this weekend.
All right, so that was Josh Dunkley before they did, in fact, get him off. Send us through your thoughts, 0416 90 50 52 if you've got a text on it, or give us a call, 1300 652 927. There's one that's come through here. Jake Lever might have put some mayo on the tackle, though. Yeah, the head did just wobble a little bit, but at the end of the day, he got driven into the ground and his head hit the turf. So I think he's a very, very lucky boy.